Tragic mistakes made in the Texas school shooting. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The director of the state's Department of Public Safety, Stephen McCraw, says among them, the decision by the chief of the school's police department not to send a tactical team in to stop the gunman for nearly 40 minutes.
Of course it was not the right decision. It was the wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
And there was a big breach in security procedures.
We're also learning the shooter entered through an open door that had been propped open by a teacher. Investigators also say most of the shots being fired in the first few minutes, the local incident commander at the time of the shooting thought there was no longer a threat to kids. But we now know authorities believe children were inside the school. As the shooting was unfolding, calling 911, they were begging operators to please send police now.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Uvalde. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he is livid about the misinformation and said every act by every official is under investigation by the Department of Public Safety and the FBI. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz telling the National Rifle Association's convention in Houston Friday the time for blame will come later.
All of us in Texas need to come together and comfort those families right now. We need to love them, embrace them, and take care of them.
Despite calls for gun bans, Senator Cruz told the group the Second Amendment is not the problem. But in Washington, calls for new legislation continue.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has told his colleagues to expect a vote on gun control legislation when they return from the upcoming Memorial Day recess. Earlier this week, he admitted it will be very challenging finding 10 Republicans to break ranks. Talks are underway, though, on Capitol Hill.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. President Biden told the graduating class of the U.S. Naval Academy Friday they are graduating at an inflection point in history. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The trial of attorney Michael Sussman is now in the hands of the jury after closing arguments on Friday.
Special counsel John Durham's team told jurors the evidence is overwhelming to convict former Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman when he told the FBI he was delivering information about a secret communications channel between the Trump Organization and Russia on his own, not on behalf of any clients. The Clinton campaign. Durham argues Sussman was politically motivated, meeting with his friend, FBI General Counsel James Baker, just weeks before the 2016 election. Sussman's team told jurors via a poster board, despite what the government said, this was not a giant political conspiracy theory. The defense accused the government of using smoke and mirrors to distract from the facts.
Fox's David Spont. The jury resumes its deliberations Tuesday. AAA estimates nearly 40 million Americans are traveling this weekend for the Memorial Day holiday. That's the most since 2019. But it'll cost, with the national average for a gallon of gas now just over $4.60 per gallon, up 0.2 cents from yesterday. U.S. Forest Service investigators say they've determined the two wildfires that merged to become the biggest blaze in New Mexico history both began as controlled burns. Unlike so many other things, your morning cup of coffee may be getting less expensive.
You could finally see more affordable coffee prices after more than a year of increases. Barron's says favorable weather in South America is helping. Last year's severe weather in Brazil is unlikely to be repeated. Brazil produces nearly 40% of the world's Arabica beans. The price for Arabica beans peaked in early February. Also, the war in Ukraine, a drop-off in the coffee business in Russia, and COVID lockdowns in China are depressing demand.
Fox's Jeannie Casola, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.